What's up, guys? We got Bill Hockerty and crew today. So we've got his wife, Cynthia, his son, Matthew, and their ops person, Abby, all talking and chiming in on kind of their role in the business and how they fit in as Bill grew the business over the years. He's a Spectora OG. You may recognize him and his name. I think he was within the first 50 customers of Spectora. So he's grown alongside us, which is amazing to see. So they talk a little bit about the first years of starting up, working as a spouse team, him and Cynthia. Very interesting for anyone that started and has grown up in this industry. Some fun stories in there. And then they talk about casting a vision for growth and legacy and maybe even handing off the business someday. So they talk about how to grow, how to motivate a team, how to hire. And they a lot of good gems in there. And then they talk about the future and kind of the future vision of the company and how Bill and Cynthia see this as a retirement plan and kind of how they can gracefully step back from the business. So lots in here for every phase of every business. So, and they're just wonderful people on top of that. They're just a joy to talk to. So I know you will enjoy this episode. And one last thing, guys, you know, I love and appreciate every one of you for listening and tuning in, whether it's on YouTube or through Spotify or Apple Podcasts. I would ask for you to share this podcast somewhere in your home inspector groups or to your network or on social media, wherever you interact with other inspectors, because the bigger our reach gets, the more guests we can have and the more we can keep this going. So I would really, really appreciate it. It's great for the community. And again, just broadens all of our perspectives. Because more people listen, more people give feedback, more people recommend guests, and it can just keep the content going and going and keep the content quality as high as can be. So do me that favor, everyone, give it a share, and appreciate you listening. Bill, I said this just a minute ago. Thank you for taking time to do this. It's been a long time coming with us. We have known each other 8 years now.
Yeah.
Both of our businesses are 8 years old, right?
Yeah.
And you brought the crew.
It was a while coming too as well, but we're not able to catch up with you. I just was on your website. You guys have 66 employees?
Yes.
I think you had 6 when I started. Maybe.
That shows the journey right there. And, you know, how does it feel to be famous though, Bill? You're on our website for good reason. I have to tell you up front, your name is probably like a top 3 mentioned name inside of Spectora in terms of people that you've impacted, come across, people that have met you. So I just wanted to give you your kudos on that.
Well, that's kind of very humbling. But I could, you know, I could say that, you know, Spectora has made my business successful. And we'll get into some of that as I comment on where we were and where we're going. But thank you. That's very kind.
Yeah. Well, let's go around the horn and just have everyone introduce themselves and their role and kind of when they started working with the business, because this, I love when we have multiple guests at once too. I love the group dynamic. So yeah, we'll just go Cynthia, Matt, and Abby in terms of just what you do and kind of, yeah.
Yeah. I'm Cynthia. I'm Bill's wife and comrade in this venture. So when he started, I started with him. And did all the stuff that he didn't want to do, basically. All the office stuff, all the financial stuff, all the answering the phone, scheduling, selling jobs, everything. He really threw me in the deep end. So, and we just kind of found our way together. So that's who I am. My role has changed with the addition of Abby, but we'll get into that in a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely have a lot of questions about the early days, the early messy days.
Yes.
They're messy at times. Hey, say, Matthew, if you can put your face on, we'd love to see you, but you're next.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Matthew, Bill and Cynthia's son, and I jumped ship from a 20-year career in engineering to join them in home inspecting 4 years ago. And it's been a great journey, a lot of new stuff to learn and new people to meet. So. Yeah, that's my role.
Love it.
Yeah, my name's Abby, and I do the admin, secretary, all kind of thing, answer the phones, all that.
Love it. Welcome.
Troubleshoot Spectora issues, right? You're on.
That's true.
Bubble. She's vital.
Yeah, you know our bubble people, so hopefully they're helpful. I mean, I get this question all the time with Mike and I owning and running Spectora. Everyone says don't work with family, but in our industry, it happens quite a bit, right? And so do you guys have any stories, good or bad, in terms of the family dynamics within a business?
When I think of having, Cynthia on, I just don't know how I could have started the company without that first hire. You know, in our industry, they say hire an administrator before you hire your first inspector.
Yes.
She was an administrator, secretary, bookkeeper, problem solver, salesperson, all of that stuff that needs to happen in order to start a company. And she really, because we were, and Cynthia, you might want to comment on this, because we were husband and wife, and because home inspection is an all-consuming business, if you're starting up, you know, we were working, I was working 70 hours a week, and she was working, I don't know how many, hun, in addition to myself.
At least.
Yeah. So we were living and breathing, you know, I would do the inspection, come home, she would edit my reports, and she would take care of all the finances. And meanwhile, answering the phone all day, taking calls at night. You know, if you don't pick up the phone, you lose the job. And so I drilled that into her, and she was great. So I don't know. It could work. It does work with other people. But for us, it's been a real blessing to have it be family. And when Matthew came on, there was so much I think I didn't have to teach him, because I've worked with him in the past. And we know each other, and he understands me, and he's a great son. You know, I don't get pushback from him. That might be unusual. You know, there's always a tension that can exist in a family dynamic, but I don't get the pushback that really makes working together a drag. All I get is, sure, Dad, yeah, I can take it. You know, I can work extra. I can take that job. I can go into that crawl space, or up on that roof, you know, and I love it a lot.
Yeah. I love hearing that. And I think Mike and I, people always ask that and cringe waiting for like bad stories. I'm always like, no, we like communicate, talk about how we're feeling. We have goals and we come together to hit them. But in those early days, Cynthia, take us back a little just to the mindset, even in terms of like brand new business. No one knows who you are. How did you think about building the business together with Bill in those early days?
Yeah. Well, let me just say this first. I think the value of me stepping into the business was that I understood the long hours. If I wasn't working with him closely in the business, that those, you know, 70 plus hour weeks, it would have been hard. It would have been really hard to understand why he needed to take that phone call, or, you know, why are we, you know, doing that? Why can't we like just get away for 2 weeks? That, you know, we haven't done that for a long time. But we're getting there. You know, we're getting to a point where we can go away for a week. Well, we actually went to Korea for 2 weeks. So yeah, we
beautiful.
We did. Yeah, that was awesome. But it gave me a like on the ground understanding. Another thing I think that was really valuable in those early days, how we wanted to conduct ourselves in business. We had the same value of respectfully interacting with the clients, with the realtors, you know, appreciating the work that a realtor does, and all that they've got going on in their world. And so that we were really able to craft our response to the client, the realtor, with a kind of a consistent professional regard for them. I think that would be a value that both Bill and I had very much. And we were confident that Matthew was going to handle himself in the same way. You know, he's very good talking with people, communicating a respectfulness to them as a human. And, you know, cause you get all kinds of people. So, I think that Bill and I were on the same page in how we wanted to build the business together, even in situations where, we had to decide if we were going to let something slide or not, like an unpaid bill. And why? And why would we not? And, you know, just different situations you find yourself in. We were pretty much always on the same page.
Sure. Yeah. And you guys mentioned the word quality and kind interactions and empathy. You know, you use all these words, I think, that of what I know Bill to be. And so I it's no surprise the growth when I saw it, when I just saw that Bill just continued to grow his business. At what point did you guys think, okay, this is getting bigger than us two? And then what was that vision kind of like?
For me, I probably thought that pretty quickly. Bigger than us too. But we couldn't, we weren't in a position to really do anything about it for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So when the state of Pennsylvania was taken out of being able to do business, when we weren't able to do business during the pandemic, that 2 months was a breather for us. And when the very day that, like within hours of them opening us back up again, we were drowning in business. We couldn't take the phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
We had people leaving messages and we were on the phone with somebody else. I mean, it was like this for probably 4 months.
Yeah.
And we knew then, like, we've got to figure this out. But but the first hire had to be Matthew. Well, I'll let you speak, Bill.
He actually came in right before the pandemic. And it was,
oh, right.
I don't know how to judge it, Kevin, but I was able to hire him within 2 years of starting the company, and it really helped to have him on before the pandemic, so that when things got really busy after we opened back up, he was on the ground running. I didn't have to hire and train. Then things came to a screeching halt in the fall.
Sure.
And they've been that way ever since. And I can say something later about hiring in the downturn. But Matthew enabled us to take there was a couple of agents that we got that were high dollar volume agents in terms of the high expensive properties.
Mm-hmm.
That take really one guy would be there 3 days, so, and that's exhausting. So he enabled us to step into a market that, you know, has been a life saving market for us. You know, we go on big inspections together, and it makes it fun instead of a drudgery.
Yeah. And Matt, and I'll get you, Abby, get you to jump in here in a minute too. Matt, I want to hear from you in terms of your perceptions of the industry coming from a career in engineering. And then kind of what was tough to adjust to in terms of learning the business or doing the inspections, just any parts of it where you were kind of surprised by.
Yeah, definitely a different industry. One thing that I was looking forward to and I've experienced is going from, you know, working with companies really around the world to local, you know, your town, your community, your county. And that's been great. You know, just getting new acquaintances and relationships, you know, touching people that are a few miles down the road that, you know, they're going to live in a house you're inspecting. So that's been very rewarding. I'd say that one of the challenges has been just the schedule changes. It goes up and down. It's not consistent like my previous employment was. So that's been a challenging late nights, but definitely growing with that. And I think in terms of, you know, a family business, I mean, you know, Dad and I read the books, you know, the only partnership that sinks is a partnership with family, really. I think the thing that has made it work, and if anybody else is hearing this, considering, you know, is it a partnership or do we have individual roles? It's worked well for us to go with roles. Dad's the president, the owner. I work for him. You know, that's business. Family time is family time, and that's the separation. That's really worked well.
I like that. Yeah. And I mean, are you guys good at keeping it off out of the dinner table and talking about it throughout the day and night? Because I could see that being tough. I've heard that from other couples where they just can't turn it off. Sometimes they'll be, you know, having dinner and start talking about ways to grow, or we could do this, we could do that. Do you guys have a good boundary of cutting off business talk?
Probably my kids, his grandkids help break that up when we're together as families. But yeah, to be honest, it can be challenging, especially if there are, difficult, situations that
Sure.
we find ourselves in.
Sure.
Yeah.
And
I'm
for
happy.
us, for Bill and I remember watching one of your interviews with a couple, and they made a real point of saying that they decided that there was going to be certain times that no business talk. And that stuck in my mind. And so every once in a while, I'll look at Bill and say, let's like no business talk, So we kind of can
Yeah.
find our way in that too. But yeah, we certainly can fall into talking about
Oh
it
yeah. You get it
a
going
lot.
before bedtime and it's like good luck falling asleep
Yes,
about
yes.
growth activities or more Google reviews or whatever. But and Abby, I wanna jump get you to jump in here on also coming into the industry and the business. And I think just like either pleasant surprises or challenges, because I'm always fascinated. I've been in it for 8, 9 years now, so I'm kind of in it. But I'm curious your perspective coming in and also coming into this family business. That's like it's another whole dynamic, right?
For the family business side, I'd known the Hockerys for a while. I'm friends with Matthew's daughter. And so that was just kind of fun, just being able to be like, oh yeah, I know these people. And so it just felt like an easy integration. And I think one of the, like what you were talking about family businesses, I think the really neat thing about family is that family is together. And that family, you can never have a family like member be like, oh, I don't want to be your family member anymore. It's like, there's always that bond that you have, and it can make things trickier, but it can also make things more special. It's like when you put the work in and the effort in. And I've seen that in both Bill and Matthew and Cynthia, like all working together and just hearing them be like, oh yeah, I know we work together on this inspection report or things like that. So I think that's really neat and special. And then the other question you had was, sorry, what was the first part?
Yeah, just like on the admin side. So if there's other admins and kind of back office folks watching this, you wear a lot of hats. And so what are some of the challenges you face or things you've learned dealing with agents and clients? Because you deal with both, right?
So I think for me, one thing that I would say that I'm good at is I'm a very perceptive person. And so I can pretty much identify like what someone is feeling pretty quickly. But I think one thing that's hard is within a split second of answering a phone, you need to figure out what they're thinking, how they're feeling, and like all like how their day was or like what's going on. Like if the kid's screaming in the background, yeah, they don't want to talk a long time. And so it's things like that that can be difficult where it's like I might want to give more information, but I can tell that they don't want that. Or sometimes you misinterpret it and you think they want more and they actually don't. Or it's normally vice versa where they want more information and I don't think they do. So I think that can be one of the biggest challenges. And I think one of the biggest lessons though is that you have an opportunity to speak into other people's lives. So if someone's going through a rough day, you can be like, oh, like I'm really sorry about that, and then just kind of provide that listening ear. So you almost wear like a hat of a counselor as well, where you're like counseling and just like providing that insight, being like, yeah, like I know that's rough, or hey, like I'm thinking of you and let me know how this goes. And it's okay if you have to cancel for this family emergency. Like it's totally fine. We'll reschedule at your convenience. You just do what you have to do. So I think that's like something that's probably one of the most special aspects.
Yeah, you get to make people's days sometimes because that might be the only interaction they had. And sometimes agents maybe don't always expect that. Bill, clearly you've done well hiring, just talking to these two for, a few minutes. But you mentioned hiring in a down market and thinking about growth because these haven't been the easiest last, 6, 12 months for the industry. But for some, they've been thriving. If you could just speak a little to, maybe the last year, even since the pandemic, your view on growth and hiring.
So for us, and I don't know how normal we would be, but really since November of 2020, we've been down 60 to 50 to 60 to 70%. It's only in the last 6 months that we've started back. We went from 16 to 20 inspections a week to 3 or 4. And we stayed at about that rate until the summer. We only ticked up to like 9 to 10 a week. So we're still only about half what we could be doing. I've always felt that employees are assets, not liabilities. And you know, you have to pay them, but what they provide is far more than just the hours that they work. The value of their personality, what they bring to the job in terms of, you know, future growth, you know, by the connections they make, it's just so valuable. And so many will say, and the other inspector friends of mine said, I'm not going to hire. In fact, I had up fellow inspectors that were letting their secretaries go and shutting their businesses down. And I thought, you know what, this is going to come back. And I want to be ready when it's going to come back. So I think that for me, hiring in a down market made sense because I could take the time I needed to train, in this case, Abby, without the pressure of having a crazy schedule. You know, she could learn to book inspections without having to book 20 in 1 week, you know. And so it really worked out because now that things are picking up, she's really, she's right on point. I mean, I trust her more than myself. In fact, she corrects. If I have to book an inspection over the weekend because she's off, more likely than not, she's having to make corrections on Monday morning because I filled something in wrong. I failed to get the right information. And I just think it was the right thing to do at the right time. And I have the feeling that we're going to start to get busy, and I'm glad that she's on. Yeah.
That's great to hear, first of all. And I'm seeing similar things across like the network. And I think people that have invested in people and growth, when it was hardest to the last 6 months, you know, inspectorial, we did the same thing. Didn't feel comfortable to hire, but we knew it was the right thing. Cynthia or Matt, are you guys feeling that similar kind of like we're kind of coming out of this like prolonged downturn, but it's not going to all happen at once. Just this like stair step higher. Are you guys seeing and feeling that kind of just from the industry?
I definitely feel it. I feel like there's much more activity. I think there's more happening for sure. And I am glad that we hired Abby. I mean, my blood pressure was getting uncomfortably high. And it went down to normal within 2 weeks of hiring her.
No kidding.
That was great. I'm not kidding.
that was the greatest, one of the best things about hiring Abby.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyone listening or watching, that is real. I get the sense you tracked this to a T. And
yes,
I just do think there's too many home inspectors or teams, husband, wives, that are living in that constant state of I got to do it all. No one's good enough to help. Right. And the health toll is real. You know,
the health toll is real, right? Because at our age, you know, I was managing a lot of other things besides the business as well. It was the right thing to do at the right time. So grateful for Abby, you know, and it was a blessing. It was a leap of faith for sure. You know, just stepping out in the dark, like this is going to work out. We just think it's going to, and absolutely has. Now that we are more busy and things are ticking up a bit, it feels that they definitely are. She's completely up to speed and beyond what I could manage.
Real quick point on that ticking up. I think today we took a call for an inspection that we may not get because we didn't have room in our schedule to take it. And I don't like that.
And it's been a while. Yeah, it's probably been a little bit since a lot of companies have had that.
3 years since we've had that.
Yeah.
So
have you guys been investing in certain like growth activities or kind of what's the last 3 to 6 months looked like in terms of, and even if it is just maintaining relationships via, certain emails or whatever?
Yeah. I kind of handle the marketing thing. So I've connected with a number of realtor associations and just got on board with our local KW franchise. And I'm with them once a month. With about 100 realtors, you know, during their monthly meetings. And it's been really, really good. I see the value in personal touches with realtors. So whenever I have that opportunity, I'm spending time, skipping a day of inspections to do that. And so That's been, I think, the most important thing. It fits with how I want to grow the business.
So that's a networking group where you're in there shaking hands, just talking shop.
Yeah, I mean, there's several of those, but that whenever I have the opportunity to be face to face with realtors in a social situation, I try to take advantage of it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And Matt, this is more for Matt and Abby, like on from your vantage point, how are you thinking about growth, the future? Like I'm curious in your words how you think about where this can go and kind of how the rest of this year could shake out.
Yeah, definitely. During inspections and talking to realtors, out, during the day, they're feeling that people are getting more leverage to get an inspection. People in the past couple of years have had some bad experiences or heard of a bad experience, and it is my paycheck, but I am really glad when people let us come through and give them an honest view of their home. I think it just people are realizing they need to know. So that's good to see. It will be nice to get out of the really high volume at right after COVID opened up, and then the really low bottom, having sort of some stability, even if it's very even if it gets really busy, is will be nice. I've filled in with other side work in the past couple years to kind of ride the waves, and that'll be nice to focus on one business. So yeah.
Yeah, I think some stability in interest rates can give us a smoother roller coaster because obviously the COVID up and down left everyone kind of
Right.
finding their bearings, right? Yeah, Abby, how are you thinking about the future in terms of your purview, growth activities, or even just like how you impact agents and clients? Are you feeling some more optimistic energy off people?
Yeah, I definitely feel like, just talking with even just the clients and just hear them be like, yeah, like we were waiting on buying a house because of the rates, and now we're jumping into it. Like, yeah, that's great. And then I talked with someone the other day, and they were saying that they were referred by someone else who we did an inspection for. And so just hearing them being like, oh, like this is who said it. And they're like, oh yeah, we talked to other people in this area as well, who you've done inspections for. And I was like, oh, that's great. So yeah, that was encouraging to hear. And I think too, on my side, I do a lot of social media stuff as well. And even just figuring out, how to post in the best way has been interesting, because it's not so much of like you want to be relatable to people, but you also don't want to lose that business side. And so it's been interesting to try and figure out like, oh, how does that merge? So that's been an interesting side to jump into as well.
Is the content, how do you view it? Is it more geared towards agents or clients, or do you find a good blend of both?
I try to do a mix of both. So I try to have some things that are like, hey, like just keeping you aware, like of XYZ, or it's like, hey, like today's first day of spring, make sure that you, as like it's getting warmer, as you are outside more, you might notice more things, or you're inside cleaning and you notice something, like let us know. And so I feel like I try to do both agents and clients, which can be a little bit tricky, but I feel like merging that is interesting.
Yeah, it knowing who the audience is and might apply to half, it's a tough one.
Can
I'm
I
glad you.
commend Abby? I'm sorry. Could I commend Abby on this point? She had a great idea for our 2000th inspection. We offered a free inspection, and we hooked in a new realtor and a young couple that was buying their first house. They happened to be the 2000th inspection. And what did you do, Abby? You gave it like a few weeks or a month of promo ahead of time,
How
saying
cool.
it's coming, and that was a lot of fun, and that was all Abby.
Super creative. Love stuff like that. I mean, stuff like that, the reach, I think, on those types of posts, I've seen it firsthand with us. It's much greater, right? Because it's just all feel good. I'm glad you brought this up, though, Abby, because I don't know if you all have been keeping up with the NAR kind of changes and settlement. Obviously, we don't know what the full impacts will be, but you mentioned word of mouth from client to client, which is wonderful. That doesn't require an agent. And then you mentioned social media directly to clients. How are you guys thinking about this? Have you thought much about it? If not, we can just, speculate for fun here for a few minutes on how our industry will respond, how you guys are thinking about it internally.
Yeah, I have been tracking it, and I'm not sure how it's all going to pan out. Most of the realtors, the older realtors I talk to, say it's not going to fundamentally change things in the long run. We'll adapt, and already in our state's adapting with their new agreements and stuff and getting ready for it. And then another older realtor said it probably will shake out some of the younger buyers agent realtors. We probably have 1,500 realtors in our county, and at any given month there'd be 300 to 400 houses available, where there used to be 3,000 to 4,000. So you've got a oversupply of realtors working, showing, houses 30, 40 times before they sell. So I think it's going to lower the amount of realtors. I think I could be wrong, but the ones that stay are going to want. I want to know those realtors, I guess, is what I'm
So it
trying to
might
get.
become more of a quality over quantity touch point game in terms of marketing and the depth of relationships. That could be one scenario.
I wonder, because we bought our house 40 years ago. When we bought our house as a young couple, younger couple, we didn't even think about getting a home inspection. It didn't even cross our mind. It wasn't a thing to us. Like, we didn't know people did that. I think that I wonder if in the future, getting a home inspection is going to become even more important and more front, in the front of people's minds, because they're going to need an objective opinion about that house. If they're not relying on a buyer's agent, I would think that they would be looking to a professional, home inspector more. But I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens.
I like that thought line too, because I think the expert of the home, there's only so many people that know the home that well, and that's always going to be in demand. And if less commissions go to the buyer's agents, I think that could be a positive for our industry if they have more available and they're less a little less price sensitive on the home inspection, because we know they're price sensitive if they're
They are,
possible. So
yes.
anyway, yeah, Matt, have you given this much thought in terms of these changes?
Definitely. It is an interesting dynamic, and I think that in some of the interactions we had with realtors that are older, they've ridden other similar types of changes, and it changes the industry. But I think adapting is kind of what has to happen. This is a new industry for me, so I probably know less than the rest of you. But I've seen in my previous, career that changes come and just have to find out how to adapt and change. And if you're working hard, if you're putting out good product, trying to be honest with people, they sense that and you'll get business.
And one, I think you guys are also very insulated if there is a rise of automated or AI-driven buying processes where there's no one guiding them, because they may just go search online. And guess what? You have 658 five-star Google reviews, which I've never seen anyone keep a perfect five at that number, by the way. That's insane. I don't know if you guys knew that, but
Buried in there way back
you
somewhere.
know. That's an insane amount of Google reviews. So I think if buyers are going online to find their own, you are in a great position for that. And I think anyone who's not building that up absolutely needs to be thinking about that, right? Because if agent referrals ticks down even say a few percent and buyers Googling ticks up a few percent, your online presence is amazing. So kudos on that.
And that's because of what you guys have provided for us, an incentive and inspiration, really, seriously. Thank
It
you.
really is.
And Bill, I get warm fuzzies because you and I emailed so many years ago about changes, domain changes, and upgrades to the site. And it's just like amazing to see it at this point. That's a really a mind-boggling amount of Google reviews. And
Thank you.
I think, Bill, you said early on, like people found you through the website, but not necessarily just only in direct, like Lancaster, like people can find you even outside of your direct service area. Has that still been happening?
Occasionally, we well, I think it's mostly people that are buying into our area. we'll find us.
We'll search and find you. Probably show up first, I imagine, in the area.
Somewhere in there. I don't know how to read that. We're part of ASHI, and every once in a while we get a call. Hey, I found you on the ASHI website, which is like
sure.
four times in 8 years. So
yeah,
not great, but no, I am happy with what you guys have done for us on that. What do you call that program? I can't even remember the name of it. You invited us to sign in on it, and it's been wonderful.
Yeah, the SEO stuff, everything on the site. Do you think pre-listing inspections have a chance at becoming a thing again, or ever?
I have mixed thoughts about that, because they're harder to do because there's a lot of after work. You know, you got to go back and check things off. But I do it, and we see maybe three or four a month.
Okay.
Slow season, you know. When I talk to realtors, they all say, that's where I want to go. So there have some realtors that are just jumping on that, and we do a number of them.
Really? Saying they want that to be part of their service offering?
Yeah, one realtor in particular. So we're always three or four requests a month. He's just as a listing agent. That's all mm-hmm. he does.
Is that more to make some of the fixes and get ahead of it for the buyer's inspection, or more to provide to the buyer and say, look, we've identified what's wrong?
I think it's more for let's put this house on the market and not have to worry about not selling it to the first buyer that comes along. You know, put the best face forward.
Yep.
Get that inspection, fix everything, and then put it on the market.
I mean, selfishly for our industry, I want a pre-listing, and then I want the buyer to do their own, because then it's more inspections for our industry. But I'm biased for our industry.
I know. It's funny.
Well, looking a little ahead, when you guys mentioned kind of passing the baton, or kind of like an off ramp for you, it's something I think every business owner should be thinking about from the start, let alone if you're, 8 years into the business. Bill and Cynthia, how do you think about that? And then I want to hear after from Abby and Matthew thinking about carrying on, a legacy and a great foundation that's been built.
Yeah. Well, I am a little bit surprised, but very grateful to God for how the company has grown. There's a lot of reasons why I could say it's done that way. But I have to say from the beginning that we started this company, it's my third career, because I wanted to be able to retire, provide for my wife a comfortable retirement. And so I'm driven by that, and as long as it takes, and this is what I'm going to be doing. And bringing on Matthew has, I think it's extended my reach. Okay. We can do more inspections without me ending up in the hospital, and grateful for that. So we can get to our goal quicker, but we're probably different than some companies. And Matthew, I really want to hear from you on this too. We don't always talk about this, but it's been back of mine. Matthew is a unique son in that he came alongside of me to help me reach my goal of retirement. He didn't come alongside of me to one day inherit the company, to take it over. And so he's made and wired differently than me. And so he doesn't have that ambition. And I think I'm comfortable with that. He's very comfortable with it. And so he's relaxed. But what it does for me is makes me want to explore other avenues for handing this company over. I know it's not going to be Matthew, although, I wish it was. It would be simple that way. I want to be able to preserve what we have, if it's at all possible, because of the realtors in the county that we serve. They've come to really appreciate what we have to offer, and I would like to be able to train someone to provide the same kind of service that we are now providing, so that when I hand it over, it'll be seamless. And that would be a goal I have. I'd like to, in the next couple of years, find somebody that we can add to this team, because I think we're going to grow beyond what the two of us can do in the next year or so. And so I'm thinking a third inspector, maybe the right choice, someone that really wants a company of his own would be a dream that I would have.
And so is it a matter then of figuring out the right structure and the right on-ramp and the buy-sell agreement and how all the finances work? There's not an established model for this in our industry, unfortunately.
No, there's not. I have sold a company in the past, so I can learn from some of my mistakes. But I like things to be, I'm not a big, like, let's hire 20 inspectors. That's not me. So I think I can, if I find the right person, I believe we can bring them on and talk long and hard about what it's going to look like, and then just make it happen, get the right agreements on and turn it over. I would imagine, a phase off, an off-ramping time where I'm partly involved, but I really don't know what it's brand new to me, in terms of selling a company like this. So
That's why I think getting people in the industry like Abby and Matt from outside of it, I like that fresh perspective because we don't really have a good pass of the baton, kind of an off ramp in our industry. And there's ways to do it. But I think it's all in the deal structure and people accepting income
true.
over time. This should be
Yeah.
an annuity stream for you,
That's a
essentially.
point. I haven't thought about it that way, but I have three inspectors that retired recently and they just closed their
They
phone
just
number down.
stopped.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
One of them I purchased for a very small amount, their website address,
Yeah.
domain, but it was minuscule compared to what they had put into it over the years. So I think there's something that needs to change there.
Something there, right? Because it hurts my heart to think someone could work for 20 years, build amazing relationships, and then just hang it up one day and not maybe
Yeah.
get paid for all that work in some small way.
So, yeah.
Matt, I don't know if you have a perspective there. That was, I mean, it's some heavy stuff, obviously, being like, all right, I'm gonna help my parents achieve their dream. Maybe optionality to take it over. How do you think about all this?
Yeah, no, I and Dad's right. A big motivation was for mom and Dad to, get into retirement as quickly as possible. And my wife was also encouraging me to try something different. She had a lot of faith for that, and that was real big. But I'm not sure. Home inspecting, not working with mom and dad and Abby, if things were to change down the road, would be probably challenging. But hopefully, I would hope that they can benefit from all the hours that they've invested in and the work and just that tenacity. I hope that they can benefit from that at some point, down the road, and have a lot of respect for multi-generation companies. It's not easy to, to carry the torch, to pass it well, and to carry on, really an inspiration that I've seen that Dad has had to build this that is different from how I'm wired. So that's kind of a hodgepodge of answers, but yeah, it's a journey.
Yeah, and there's no real answer at this point. It's like I'll look forward to brainstorming with you all of
Yeah.
how this can all look, but it's got to be the right person, right? Hands down, if it is someone taking it over. Because what fascinates me is a certain brand in a community. It's this way all over the country, right? All from small cities to big cities. Realtors recognize a brand and they're comfortable with it. But usually that brand is attached to one person's face, like Bill's, or the first person. And so I think I'm fascinated with transitioning that to a group of people to where it can sustain on its own. And that's where I think people could get paid for their business value that they create that continues in the future.
Yeah, I think you said it well. It's usually associated, the brand's associated with the person that started. And that was a mistake I made selling my business in the past. When I stepped away, it didn't do as well. And so but I think there's a way to do that. And I think it has to be in the category of creating and developing trust among the clients and the realtors in this case. Before any final decision has been made, they need to see a face that they can then identify with and trust in the same way they have Matt and me. And so that's going to be in front of mind for me here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I want to wrap with a fun little biggest lesson or takeaway you've gotten from your time in this industry. And I'll go in opposite order. Bill and Cynthia, you probably have more experience to draw on and think about, so I'll let you cycle through those. But just for folks either in your role or coming in to a similar role as yours, what's your biggest like lesson or takeaway has been about what you do? We'll start with you, Abby.
I should have thought about this one more. I think something big is patience. You know, it takes a lot to work with different people. You have very different personalities, very different learning styles, very different working styles. And it can be a lot, especially in someone in my role, having to manage all three different types of like working environments or various different learning styles or how they operate. And I think patience and just understanding that not everyone thinks like you do, and something that you think is makes sense might not make sense to another person. So just having the patience. And I think too, just coming, especially when working with clients and agents, you know, being willing to hear their story and take their time. Like, don't be so concerned about getting all the information in. Like, that's important to get too. But also, like, if they need to talk, let them talk. If they need to process, let them process. And just provide that listening ear. Because you might be the one to help them to switch their day around if they're having a hard day, or if it's just been like a rough time just even finding a house, because that can be really stressful. And just celebrating those wins with them, being like, congratulations, this is your first house. Like, that's a big thing, you know, that's a huge accomplishment. Or congrats on just having your first baby. Like, those a really big thing. And so it's like all those little things, like trying to find those and just really congratulating them and just really celebrating those little wins, I think is important.
Oh, I see why you're so great at what you do. And I think home inspectors need to hear that again of not everyone thinks like you do. Right, Bill? You know this as well as I do. I might go put that in our Facebook group. So thanks for that wisdom. Matt, how about you, man? What are some lessons you've learned?
Yeah, no, I think tagging off of what you just said, I often talk to people at the end of an inspection, if they can come and say, thank you for coming. I know my report is not going to make as much sense as walking around. And it's a big, you know, big purchase. There's a lot of emotion sometimes, like Abby mentioned earlier, learning how to read people, not taking things personally, you know, in those different emotional roller coasters and the pressure. So just trying to be understanding that you're providing a service, but you know, you don't have to come out on top of all the answers and arguments at the end of the inspection. So
that just really humanizes it. I guess that's what I get from the vibe from all of you guys, is you humanize these events and emotions and things, and it makes just people feel kind of heard and seen in a great way.
Yeah, I think that's really what we're trying to build as a company. And add to that, the fact that Bill and Matthew are providing top-notch inspection reports, like technically amazing reports. And you've been a big part of making us able to do that, Kevin. You know, we looked at a lot of different home inspection software companies when we were starting, and we picked you guys because it was clean, easy to read. It was just winsome. There was something about the way you presented everything that felt so winsome, and we loved it that you were a startup. And you were from Colorado. My parents were from Colorado.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And it felt fresh and clean. And that was kind of where we were at. So I'm just a little sidebar, your software and your chat bubble. I cannot praise those people enough. They are like the lifeline for me. And I know for Abby, they're just our lifeline. I couldn't have done certain days without the people on the other end of the chat bubble.
I'll pass that along. Thank you so much.
Please. Yeah. Like, and I don't know that there are other software providers for home inspectors that are providing that kind of service to, you know, the office, to the inspector, like in the moment, real time, like help, you know? So anyway, yeah, it's a combination for us, I think, of really trying to understand and step in, understand the moment we're stepping into for the agent and the buyer. The buyer's our client, and the agent is also partly our client as well. And we want to really understand the moment they're in. And like Abby said, it's often a very stressful moment. And like Matthew said, not taking it personally. We're just like in there trying to humanize the moment and do what we can to make it easier. And but also they're providing, Bill and Matthew are providing top-notch inspections, like that are professionally, technically amazing inspections. So
that is so well said. I really like that, understanding the moment you're stepping into. That's wisdom.
Yeah.
Bill, no pressure. They all had great answers. What you got for us?
Well, I'll give it a 2-point answer. I, stepping into this business, I don't think I realized how hard it really would be. Because when you're on the front end, home inspection looks like the darling of a business. You know, you buy the software, you go out and you inspect a home for a couple hours twice a day, and you come home and you just do that every day, and it's
easy, right?
Great, easy, and you're making money hand over fist. And there's so much more work to it, not just the administrative and the back end, but even going on a job. One house can take 2 hours, and the same size house the next day can take 4 hours, because you never know what you're going to be into. And the temptation is to cut corners, but we've never wanted to build a company like that. So sometimes the days get longer simply because you want to produce a quality product. And so I didn't realize how much work it would be to produce the quality product, the kind of product we wanted to produce. And then secondly, it's far more personal than I realized it would be. My background in construction was not that. You know, you sell a job, but then 90% of the work, you're on the site yourself, just doing the grunt work. This, almost every step of the way, it's personal. Obviously, the buyer end is very personal, but the realtor end is just as personal. And there's, every realtor is different. And you've got to understand the realtor you're working with as you walk in to inspect that house. I like the personal aspect of it. I didn't realize how personal it was and how valuable and important making it personal is to a successful company.
Oh, so much wisdom on this call. Amazing answers that I'm sure are going to be helpful to anyone listening. So I want to thank each of you for taking time out of the day. I know it's hard probably to have the whole company on a call at once. But thank you. Genuinely so happy for you. I've always been happy and rooting for you, Bill, and there's wonderful people around you clearly. And there's a reason why you guys are so successful.
Well, thank you, Kevin, for working so hard in the company, on the software, and with your crew. I mean, when I think about the software in its infancy, it was just a skeleton of a product. And now it's just this full orbed product that just keeps getting better. Thank you so much for all the hard work you're doing. It really makes us more of a success.
Hey, it's our pleasure. I will let the team know right now, because you know what? Couldn't be done without them. So, Well, appreciate you guys. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.